Thank you, preacher.
It's always a joy to share the Word of God with the brethren. Amen?
Amen.
Look at Proverbs, the last chapter. We'll get there in just a little bit. A couple of daughters sent a couple of cards to this lady who was their mother on Mother's Day. And I'd like to share with you these two cards. It says, "For my mother, with love, two things I've always been able to count on: God's never-ending presence and your love."
Amen.
And inside, this daughter wrote, "From the moment he placed me in your arms until now, he knew that you would be my wonderful mother. For all you've done, I thank you and I love you and I praise God for your placing us in this life together. Mom, with all my love, I wish you a beautiful Mother's Day. You are such a blessing in my life." That's from one daughter. Now the other daughter says, at her card, "My mother's daughter, I am all the experiences we have shared, and each of the things I've done on my own. I am the stories which we have read in the books and the ones written in my heart. I am the traditions passed down through the years and the new ones picked up along the way. I am my mother's daughter, different from her, and yet the same. I can't think of anyone else I'd rather be. Mom, happy birthday, Mother. Thank you for teaching me how to be me."
Amen.
And that mother is sitting right there.
Amen.
From her daughters, Janet and Elizabeth. Now, I'm not going to take long tonight. I have fought with a message. I put a message together, and it's not a day, Mother's Day message. And I sat here tonight, and I said, "Lord, this is Mother's Day." And then I remembered that God spoke about the ladies in the book of Proverbs. And it's the last chapter, 31 of the book of Proverbs, if you'll turn to it. If you don't have your Bibles, listen to it real careful. And then I'm going to tell you about my mother, and then we'll be dismissed after that. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10. "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor, yet she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her households are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself covers of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and pure. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sitteth among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girds unto the merchants. Her strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all, excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty's vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Do you visualize this lady that God is talking about? This mother. You mothers can be proud. I know they've all excelled to be that kind of a person in your household. I'll tell you about my mother. My mother's name was Florence Edith Wiggins. She married a man that was 7 years younger than she was, my dad, Clarence Max Bryant. Bore him, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 children. The reason I had to count them because the first one, little girl, baby, she only lived a few hours and she died. Mother had 5 children after that. I'm telling you this because in 1937, my father drowned, leaving my mother with 5 children. 3 girls and 2 boys. It was a sad occasion. We were on a fishing trip in Niles, Michigan, Madron Lake, and I was there with them. We had 2 boats. One was a canvas bottom boat and the other was a regular boat. We went with my neighbor, who was Billy Kaiser, and his son, Edwin. We fished a lot together. We went fishing. Well, Dad took this little duck boat and he got in behind a little island like this, and it was called a splatter dock, and in there where the mud bass were biting. And he took the little boat, and the other 3 of us took the other boat, the big boat, and went around the other side of this little island, and we were fishing in the mud. And while we were fishing, I heard this great sound. And I said to Billy Kaiser, I said, "That's my daddy." He said, "No, there's a cow bawling." I said, "No, that's my daddy." He says, "Well, let's pick up anchor and we'll run out there." So we picked up anchor and we rolled out to the edge of the peninsula there. It wasn't too far. And there was the boat. There was the straw hat. There was the cane pole. But there was no daddy. 3 days later, they pulled him out. 20 yards from shore. He was an excellent swimmer. We do not know what happened. I surmised that somehow or another this little round bottom boat, like a canoe almost, tipped over. He fell out. And he tried to swim to catch the boat, but the wind kept pushing away from him. So he finally turned around and swam back to shore, but it was a cold July day, and he never made it. Now, mother was left with these five children. The oldest was 12. That was 10. And a preacher came out from downtown. And he said to my mother, "We have arranged." Now, he's not even a member of church. We don't go to church. We don't even know where he came from. But he says, "I have arranged for you to be able to adopt out your children to five different families." My mother looked him square in the face and she said, "I will raise these children. They belong to me, and with God's help, I will do it. You get out of here."
Amen.
And believe me, he left. Mother, this is in 1937, 38, 39. You know what the Depression was on. My mother took in washings. We had $500 that was insurance money for his death, and she bought a little house with that $500. And we lived in that three-room house, the five of us with my mother. And she raised us. And she carried a stick. And she raised us on that stick. And believe me, it hurt. She taught us many things. This is my mother. My mother lived to see the day when I was called to preach.
Amen.
She was proud, and very proud, that God had moved on someone in the family. You see, there has never been a preacher in my family, in my father's family, or my mother's family. As far as I know, I'm the only preacher that God called out of our family. He couldn't call my grandfather, Bryant. He had seven wives. One at a time, like you said this morning. He was an alcoholic. He kicked his two sons and his daughter out when they were just youngsters. My dad was raised by a lady that was Jehovah's Witness. Now, I don't know if my daddy was saved or not. He didn't live the life. He didn't go to church. He never spoke about Jesus. Our home was never a home of prayer or a home of gospel. Mother sang gospel songs. But my brother led my mother to the Lord when she was 78 years old.
Amen.
She was a good woman. She never married. She raised those kids. This passage of Scripture tonight came to my heart as I sat there. "Preacher, I'm glad you said to me, Get a Mother's Day message." God blesses mothers.
Amen.
Mothers go through everything. We men, we run the other way. We'll go out of the house. We'll go somewhere else, you know. You ladies stand fast, unmovable, always abounding. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But the woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.